It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Thanks for tuning in. We're sitting here at 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio in Merrillville. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, you know what? I was feeling a little sluggish when I came in.
Uh-huh.
And the pretty ladies from Generation Nutrition here, I'm so lucky. I got four beautiful women around me.
Isn't that awesome?
I know. It's like crazy. For a 60-year-old man, that's really good.
I mean, I hope when I'm 60, I can have beautiful people around me. I'm sure I will.
You will.
You know, because everybody around me is always beautiful.
Well, I like to be called handsome, though, Sharon.
Yeah, you're beautiful, too, and handsome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But, I came in a little bit sluggish, mm-hmm. and then I spoke with Jennifer, and she pecked me up a little bit, gave me some good advice. And then I started drinking some of these teas, mm-hmm. and oh, my gosh, I got, like, chills running through my body.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I'm ready to, I don't know, I'm going to jump out and run to the casinos or something tonight. I just feel like I got the energy, and I'm going to roll, like, sevens, and I'm going to get blackjack. I'm going
to
do it all. It
takes a lot of energy to roll those sevens.
Well, if I keep
drinking those 21s, whoa.
Ooh, if I keep drinking these, see, I'm not getting shaved. The cran, what's this one? Cran Lotus?
Cranberry Lotus.
And it's an energy drink. And I didn't know it was an energy drink. I thought it was something to soothe me, but it actually picked me up and feels pretty good.
I know, right?
So how's it going out there?
Well, speaking of pickup, I got a special little vehicle for us to travel in today.
What are we going to go?
Because it's so nice.
So, yeah.
You know?
Is it a pontoon boat, maybe?
Well, it's not really a pontoon.
Jennifer says she's going to be on a pontoon boat this weekend.
Oh, excellent.
So what kind of boat? What'd you get?
I got a little something a little faster. Although I do like pontoons.
This is how we're going to get to the Generation Nutrition in Crown Point.
Yes. Oh, yes. Get in, Nick.
Where's there water around here? Where'd you find all the water? You shipped it in, didn't you? You shipped the water
in. It's from the little Calumet.
From the little Calumet.
Nothing but the best.
That's the best.
It's
here
the best
we go.
Of the region.
Oh, the breeze feels good. My hair is just flopping in the wind.
This is the best.
Oh, look at you, Sharon.
Anything.
I see your tan.
Yeah.
You're looking good.
See this?
I'm gonna get the water skis on. I got so much energy. I'm gonna water ski today.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Here we go. I think.
Okay. Let's just park.
This is park. You got it. You gonna throw the anchor out?
Yeah.
You got the anchor out there. All right.
Okay. That was quick.
That was quick. You know what? No easier way to get from Lakeshore Public Radio Studios here in Merrillville to downtown Crown Point in the square is by taking a boat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we did it, but we did it.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's always a way in radio.
If there's a will, there's a way.
There's a way.
It's beautiful outside.
Mm-hmm. It is. And just enjoy it.
I'm going to enjoy it. This is going to be a great weekend.
And these drinks definitely help.
Oh, these drinks are just refreshing. I mean, you think of nutritional drinks, you think, oh, bleh. But they're not. They're really good. They're tasty. So today we have three beautiful ladies from Generation Nutrition out of Crown Point, right off the square. We have Jennifer, we have Kat, and we have Kylie. And I said it right, Kyla.
Kylie.
Yeah. So how you ladies doing?
Good. Good. Great to be here.
Oh, I'm glad to have you here. You just totally made my day, and you gave me something nice and fruity to drink, too.
You betcha.
So Jennifer is the owner and operator of Generation Nutrition. How you doing?
I'm doing great today.
And how is Kat involved in this whole operation?
I'm the assistant manager.
At which one?
Generation.
Okay, because Jennifer has opened up the Coastal Zone Nutritional. Say it for me.
Yes, Coastal Zone Nutrition, and that's located in Schererville.
And who's operating that one?
And that's Kylie operates actually both with me.
Kylie, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. So, Jennifer, why don't you give just a little bit of background about yourself, a little bit of bits.
I was a union carpenter. My entire life. I retired back a couple years ago, ready for the next venture in life. And I've been a user of Herbalife products for several years, 7, 8, 9 years. And so I was, did a little bit of investigating on the product and actually traveled all over the country, speaking with dozens and dozens of different distributors. And Spent some time with Brian Beyer locally out of Merrillville, who owns Higher Level Nutrition. And so through all of my, education and time spent with a lot of different Herbalife distributors, I decided to move forward and open Generation Nutrition, which we did in 2018. And then just this year, 2021, January, we opened Coastal Zone Nutrition.
So how does Kat and Kylie, how are they involved in operation? How do you know them?
Kat is my niece, my sister's eldest daughter, and Kylie is my daughter-in-law, my youngest son's woman.
Okay.
Yes.
So Kat, give us a little bit of background about yourself.
I graduated from Crown Point High School last year.
Oh, you graduated with my son Lucas.
Oh, fun. And now I go to Indiana University, Bloomington.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So she'll be leaving you here soon.
She is.
Oh.
Yeah,
unfortunately. One more week.
Both of my kids are going to Ball State, so one more week I'm an empty nester.
Yeah.
So what are you going to study down there?
I'm studying speech and hearing sciences.
Okay. So Kylie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have been working with Herbalife for about 6 years now. I used to work at another club, and then when Jen opened up hers, I just kind of jumped on with her, and I've been there for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to school at?
I went to school at Hanover in Cedar Lake.
In Cedar Lake.
Yeah.
Okay. So why did you pick their Herbalife? Over, 'cause isn't there other nutritional things out there?
Yeah, Herbalife's number one in the world.
Why is it number one in the world?
Well, you know what? It's nutrients that give your body what it needs to thrive on a daily basis. They're utilizing the top ingredients within their products. They are scientific researched. There's just
Is there a lot of support? Do they give you a lot of support?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of training and education out there available to all of us. A lot of it we educate ourselves, and that I take forward with all of the girls that work along with me between the two clubs. So,
So did they give you, I was in the grocery business, it was points of sales. Did they give you any of that kind of stuff, or do you got to generate your own stuff? Like posters and things like that?
No, I generate all my own. I do all my own marketing. I design all of our posters, everything for our social media, our menus. I do all of that myself.
So, Kat, what's your role right now? What do you do there?
I work behind the counter almost every day, and I'm just kind of overseeing, inventory and making sure the girls are, keeping on track with what we need to do.
Oh, you snap the whip, don't you?
No, not really. I'm just there to make sure that everything's getting done when it needs to.
So, Kylie, what are your responsibilities there?
So, I'm at home a lot, but I don't really work as much behind the counter anymore, but I do the scheduling. I help our accountant do certain things. I watch the cameras often, very mm-hmm. often. I make sure the girls are doing what they're doing, make sure things are going the right way. The girls call me often during the day to ask questions, just different things like that.
Folks, if you want to check out Generation Nutrition, I need you to call 769-9577, 769-9577. And Jen, Kat, and Kylie, they brought me some gift cards to give out. So give us a call, 769-9577. Ask us a simple question, and you get a gift card to Generation Nutrition in Crown Point. And are the gift cards good also for your Schererville location?
They are. They can be used at both locations.
Okay.
That is correct.
So I'm curious about your travels. You said you traveled all around the country. Where did you go, and what were you doing, and what were you trying to learn?
So I went to I was in Texas. I was in Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, Missouri, New Hampshire, New York, Pennsylvania.
You followed the Herbalife trail?
I did. Yeah.
So what were you doing? What were you learning?
How these people were so energized and just really pumped up on this product. Like, why this product? They want to eat better, live healthier, have more energy. So what are they doing? What are they really, you know, what is this product doing for everybody, and are they having weight loss, and, you know, pre-workout and post-workout products, are they helping? Is it, you know, is it everything that it's, you know, cracked up to be? So I spent a lot of time doing a lot of research. And
so why did you do this instead of opening up a Chef Nick's Eatery? Opening up a restaurant. I mean, because you're in the service sector right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So why did you do this instead of doing food or doing, hey, I just got to open up a shake shop or something like that?
I strongly believe in Herbalife. This is a meal replacement, okay? Uh-huh. So, I mean, how often do you wish, just like you said earlier, I wish I had more energy. I wish I was eating better. So this is kind of where this all comes into play, because people start their days off with missing breakfast, or just grabbing something quick out of the fridge to throw something in their mouth. Same with lunch. People are running through a drive-through. They've only got 15 or 20 or 30 minutes on their lunch break, and they're making poor eating choices. I found for myself back about 7, 8, 9 years ago when I started utilizing the Herbalife clubs in our area, wow, I was feeling better. I had more energy. I was keeping full from drinking a protein shake, whether it was in the morning or the afternoon, and I was losing weight. And so I really, really have a strong, you know, love for Herbalife. I'm very passionate about their products and what it's done for so very many of our customers. We've watched customers go from 355 pounds to 180 pounds. Oh no, it's just amazing.
You ever take pictures before and after?
Yeah, we've got.
You have,
know,
you really?
Oh, absolutely.
Testimonials.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about some of this.
So people have had extensive weight loss, but then it's just and then it's also maintenance for people who have lost weight or just want to maintain, you know, their weight, stay healthy, you know, fill themselves with good, you know, the nutrients and vitamins and minerals that the protein shakes contain. You know, the protein shakes alone are 25 grams of protein, 21 vitamins and minerals. They're very dense in fiber. While our teas, which have really become a huge,
they're
huge
tasty.
Hit.
They're very tasty. Yeah. They're refreshing, actually.
I mean, it's crazy to say that we have over 120 flavors, but we really do. They all possess different benefits. So if you're looking just strictly for energy, the teas themselves, the Herbalife teas themselves, are a toxin flush. So that's a great thing in itself.
I didn't know that.
But then we add to them. So you can add fiber. You can add collagen. You know, nitric oxide is added from Lemon Nightworks. Helps produce, you know, for blood circulation and for your blood vessels, and all these different wonderful, wonderful products. Immunity essentials. I mean, with everything going on with COVID this last year, it's a multivitamin for your immune system. The zinc that's in our Best Defense, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. I mean, wonderful things that you can add to all these great flavors. We use these stevias that are sugar-free, aspartame-free, gluten-free, and that's where we're grabbing a lot of our flavors from then. So anything from a strawberry lemon shake-up to a cranberry red lotus.
I like them
to
all.
To a blue raspberry lemon twist. What
got
are you drinking?
A bohemian belly buster.
You got a bow.
Well, who comes up with all the names?
We do.
Everyone.
Right?
Everyone. We do a monthly session of training and a meeting. So half of our meeting contains training on different products. There's so much to know about these different products. And then the other half is discussion. But you know, the products are not just soy protein shakes, which a lot of people think. Mm-hmm. When they think protein shakes, like, I don't need all that soy. For some people, it works well. Others are looking for whey, milk-based, dairy-free, quinoa, rice, and sesame proteins. So we do all of that. We make a keto shake. I mean, the options are endless. They truly are.
So Kat and Kylie, let me ask you, do you have a regimen every day? Do you go in there? I mean, do you drink a certain thing every morning, every afternoon? I mean, is there, you know, like a routine with you guys?
Yes. Well, I wake up every morning. I'm tired, and I go to one of the stores, and either Coastal Zone or Generation, and I drink a kicker tea, which has, they have the liftoffs in them, and I
the liftoffs.
Yes, it's a liftoff.
What's a liftoff?
So it's 75 milligrams of caffeine added to your tea, and it's an energy boost with no crash.
Uh-huh.
So I drink one of those every morning, sometimes two. It depends how tired I am.
Well, you have a baby too, right?
I do.
Well,
I do.
You drink five.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite one is the Summer Lover right now. It's pomegranate flavor, cucumber, and strawberry kiwi. It's my absolute favorite.
How about you, Kat? Do you have a routine?
Yeah, usually I'm opening in the morning, so after I get all my duties done, it's 6 a.m., so I need to make myself
You start that
routine.
Early?
Yeah, we have to be there at 5:45.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you might as well be bakers.
Yeah.
The girls are troopers about it.
Yeah.
I'm, like, shocked.
I love opening,
I would never have thought that you guys would be in the unit at 5:45.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what do you end up drinking all the time?
It depends on my mood. Sometimes if I'm extra tired, like this morning, I made myself a tea with a lift off. But sometimes I'm super hungry when I wake up, so I'll make a shake and drink that throughout my shift. It keeps me full.
Jose wanted me to make sure that I asked about the boba teas.
Uh-huh.
So could you guys tell us a little bit about those?
The boba teas, we can make a boba tea out of any tea. So that's the
What
the
makes
little,
it boba?
The little fruit bobas get added to it, and people like popping them in their mouth.
Okay.
So Jennifer, what do you do? I mean, what's your in the morning? What do you get? Do you drink them twice a day?
I do drink. Herbalife does recommend, for weight loss. You know, not everyone's chasing weight loss. Like I said, some people are chasing the maintenance, and but I do. I drink two every single day, and then I drink usually two or three teas throughout my day, morning to night.
Can you drink too much, or is there any, like, overdoing it?
Depends on the person.
I mean,
it depends on the person, but let me go back and say, on the protein shake, yes, there is a limit to it. You're not trying to, if you drink three shakes a day,
would it be over calories?
Yeah, you're kind of promoting for weight gain. So people that are trying to put on weight, people that are undernourished, that's the kind of plan we put them on, doing three shakes a day, additional with other products and food throughout their day to help them, you know, bulk up and, you know.
Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And we have the ladies here from Generation Nutrition out of Crown Point and Coastal Zone Nutrition out of Cherrville. And we need you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. And what's great is they got gift cards. So you can try one of their really delicious teas. I think the teas are really good, real good.
So with you said you have two teas a day. That's not in place of food, or is it?
No. The teas are, I guess you could say instead of drinking a soda, or instead of, you know, different random things that people drink throughout their day that contain all that sugar, because that's where people forget their calorie intake, during the day is when they're drinking things.
Mm-hmm.
All these different drinks that are out there in the gas stations, people grab, loaded with sugar. And I drink water throughout the day. I always drink 6 to 8 glasses of water throughout the day.
So you suggest that too. It's not a substitute for water.
No, it's not a substitute for water. So I too, just like the girls and like most people, we see over 200 people in a day,
wow,
a generation, and most people start their day off with that liftoff that Kylie was talking about. That's a nice kickstart, instead of coffee, and then additional benefits based on what you put in there as well. And then midday in my afternoon, I do a fiber drink. And then at the end of my evening, I always do a tea that has like collagen and such in it.
Okay, so we're talking about how they have such great benefits, these drinks.
Yes.
Do you take a multivitamin too?
I do.
Or do you feel like this is a substitute?
I would never call anything a substitute for a multivitamin.
Okay.
I feel that multivitamins are very important.
I take one every day, too.
Herbalife also has a multivitamin.
So you can get a drink that has a multivitamin in it?
No, the multivitamins per Herbalife are tablet form.
Okay.
Yes.
You got somebody on the phone?
No. Actually, I'm kind of hoping she calls back. I am, she hung up.
Okay. 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call here at the station, 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. You're listening to Let's Eat. And we have the ladies here from Generation Nutrition out of Crown Point. We have Jennifer, Kat, and Kylie. And Kat, you work at the Crown Point one mainly?
Yeah, mainly.
Okay, so you work there. Why don't you give, you know, we've been talking about the drinks and stuff. Give the people out there a feeling what the atmosphere is when they walk into Generation Nutrition in Crown Point. What are they going to see and what are they going to feel?
I think that's a very welcoming atmosphere. Every time someone walks in the door, we're always saying hello or like whatever their name is. We're always greeting them, making sure they're smiling, talking to them, just making sure like they're having a good time and yeah.
So what is it? But what is it? What's the decor like in there? Because it is unique.
Yes, I don't know how to describe it.
Well, you can go on the website and probably see some of this too. But yeah, go ahead, describe
it. We have like a jukebox in there. We have a lava lamp. We have like a diner theme going on. We have all these crazy beach balls hanging on the ceiling. We have a rotating table. We have a lot of colors going on. There's no one specific theme, I think. It's just a lot of things all bunched together, making it a great atmosphere.
So, Kylie, you probably visit the Sherova one. What is it different than the Crown Point one? How's the decor there and the atmosphere there?
Yeah, it's completely different. So, Generation is more of like the generations, like she said.
Oh, I see, and because you have different kind of themes.
50s, 60s, and 70s
look. Yeah, yes. Wherever you sit in there is a little bit of a different theme, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and Coastal Zone is more of a beach theme.
That's what I was going to say. Is there surfers in there?
We should have them. I think that, like, Coastal Zone is just, like, beautiful. Like, it is, like, neutral colors. It has, like, anchors on the walls. We have boats. We have a fish. We have just a bunch of different things in there. So it's completely different. It's a little
bit...
A tiki bar. We do. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that's toned down by any means, because it's absolutely not. But it's a little bit more neutral, I'd say.
So, Jen, how did you come up with the coastal theme?
Well, actually, that was my first thought when I was going to open Generation.
Oh, okay.
I was going to go for kind of that coastal boardwalk kind of a feel. And then when my husband and I, started talking about the design of it all, he said, well, we could put the jukebox in there and we could do this. And I'm thinking, well, that's not going to go with the theme. And he's like, maybe we should do something from different generations. And I went, bam.
Really?
Isn't that Generation like an Nutrition. Epiphany. Yes. And
oh,
so that
cool.
was.
Cool.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. So then when the second store came around, it's like, okay, this time.
And I like your logo. Is this like a sign for a drive-in or something?
Right.
Very retro.
I'm a
sucker for retro.
I am too.
So the seating capacity in these units, how many people can you sit in there?
We can seat 35 at Generation, and we can seat about 24, I think we're at Coastal Zone.
So, Kat, how is it after, like, a football game or something like that? Do you guys get overwhelmed?
Yes. All the sports teams
you
will
too.
Come in.
Yeah.
Like, on a Saturday morning after their practice, they're all in there getting their shakes and teas, and they all sit down and have a good time and drink their shakes with us.
So, Kylie, I mean, does the business start early? I mean, are people walking in early in the morning? Is that how it works?
Absolutely. We, just like us, everybody that comes in the store, especially Generation, they have their routine. So they come in every morning. We have like a morning rush, we consider it, and then we have a little bit of a break, and then we do our lunch rush. And then usually when school is in session, we have like after school. So it's just, there's a lot of traffic coming in and out of there.
So you got three, you're saying you got pretty much like three meal sessions, you can kind of say.
Yeah.
So is the dinner as busy as the breakfast and lunch? I don't feel like it would be. So, no. I mean, do people really hit it hard in the breakfast and lunch section?
Oh, yes.
Yes. But people
don't want to eat in the middle of the day?
The latter part of the day is really a lot of people after work, after they hit the gym, they go for a workout. So they're coming for post-workout products. Some people do grab a shake for dinner because they perhaps had a large lunch and they're looking to.
All I got to say is these teas are making me even think clearer.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a nice thing.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I'm not like all blah.
Absolutely.
That's what you had said?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I wanted to ask you, is there a situation, like a person who stands out in your mind that was very much helped? You mentioned like a big weight loss, maybe some great health strides that a person has made. Do you have any stories to share?
I think Travis would be definitely one. Yeah. Paige, there's so many of them, but those two especially.
Can you tell us what they went through? What happened?
Travis has had a definitely a a three-year journey.
Yeah.
He's lost somewhere around 250 pounds now, 240 pounds.
Well, good for him.
Yes, yes.
So what was his regimen?
So
That's crazy, the amount you're saying. I mean, well, you got to work out, too.
Yeah, you got to be committed, obviously.
Our products do not stand alone. Yeah, okay. I mean, they go hand in hand with
exercise.
You know, exercise and healthy, you know, eating habits. But Travis, he sticks with the two meals a day per Herbalife. He drinks the teas all throughout his day. And it is a – Herbalife is a it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. It's not a once a week I'm going to grab a shake and I'm going to lose all this weight. It's a change in the way that you eat. You're changing your eating habits, and you're replacing a meal or two with the protein shake.
Why'd you open a second spot up?
You were doing so well with the first, you got to open a second.
Yeah, that's part of it. The other part of it is, sadly, the owner of the Schererville store had passed last year.
Oh.
And his wonderful mother and sister took over the business. And so they made a great go at it, you know, keeping things going. And I just think it was a little much for them. They came to me, hey, we'd love to see you have this. I said, let's do it. So
it was pretty much turnkey then, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Folks, 769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call, give us a question, and Generation Nutrition will send you out a gift card, and you can visit either their Crown Point location or their Schererville location. What sells more now? I mean, when you think of your places, you think of the shakes. I want to call them. My kids correct me. They're not smoothies. They are shakes. And I think probably when you began, it was probably a lot of shakes and stuff. But has it changed? I mean, so what sells more now?
Teas.
The teas.
Yeah. Generation is known for our teas.
Mm-hmm.
They're good.
Yes.
I mean, really good. How many different varieties? Let me ask you
endless.
This. Can somebody come up? I mean, do you have a list on the wall and says, I want vitamin A, I want vitamin B in there? I mean, how does it work? Tell us how it works when you walk up. I mean, I'm sure you got your standard items.
Go ahead, Kay.
Yeah. Right. But can you mix it up? Can you change
it? Yeah, absolutely. You can just get a regular, like, unsweetened tea, your aloe, and then your shake, which is just the regular basic three-step process. Or some people come in and they just need the energy instead of coffee, so they come in and they get a kicker tea, which, again, that has a liftoff. They can get a kicker tea and a shake. That you can get everything. If they want to add different product to their teas or to their shakes, we will put it in for them. If they just tell us, like, I'm kind of feeling a little sick, do you guys have a tea for that? Absolutely, we do. So it just really it depends on what people are looking for or, like, what health benefits that they want. We can add anything, make absolutely anything.
So the menu is designed, it's all kind of separated. So you can, as Kylie's saying, you can add what you want as far as add-ons, but we've separated everything out, as you could see in the menus that I left for mm-hmm. you guys. So mm-hmm. if you're targeting a certain product, you're looking for, you know, something for your hair, skin, and nails to boost, you know, that your collagen. We've got collagen bombs, beauty bombs, okay.
Can you make my hair silky?
Yes.
You really?
I got a brush.
Me too, Nick.
That's funny.
So, yeah, it's all separated out in our menu, so it's not real overwhelming. So mm-hmm. if you know what you're looking for as far as a certain product, you're, like Kylie said, you're not feeling well, you're needing an immunity booster, that extra zinc and vitamin C, then you go to our immunity teas. So they are all organized.
So I get heartburn all the time, which I take Prilosec or whatever, Peptic AC. I'm going to ask Kat. What? No, don't be thumbing at somebody else, Kat. What would you use just to help soothe your stomach?
Oh, aloe.
Aloe. So how is the aloe? Is it? Can you take? Is it an aloe shot or is it in the drink? How is it all?
Yeah. So it's a 1 ounce shot, and you could take that separately, or we could put it into your tea for you.
So you're saying, you know, she was saying something for her hair. What would be introduced into a drink for hair?
Collagen.
Now, let me ask you this. Can I get the collagen in my tea?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Really nice. Because, you know, the teas are really refreshing. I mean, that's like the new thing now for you guys. I can see that.
Yes.
So, you know, we went through this bad period, the year and a half, 2 years of this terribleness, right? How did you guys adjust to COVID?
Great.
Wonderfully. Yeah,
so how did you deal with it? How did you work it? I mean, what did you do different?
Everything happened real fast. So we had to close the doors.
Which I did.
We had to do curbside.
Oh, you did do curbside.
Oh, yeah. We jumped right on it. We started an online store. So customers could either still call in for their order, or they could open up their phone, go onto our online store, and place their order, and it'd be ready for them in, you know, 10, 15 minutes or whatever they set it for.
Do you guys have an app?
Yes. And no, not an app. A website. It's through the website. And that went amazing.
Yeah.
Our sales just doubled when COVID hit. It was unbelievable. And we've maintained all those customers ever since.
So you think you gained customers? We've heard that too.
Yes,
we've heard that over some people.
We doubled our customers.
Yeah, whoever did well at the COVID level and was able to serve the customers seems to maintain that.
Yes.
And then when everything opened up, they got their older people, you know, the people that were there, and it seemed like they doubled or at least 30% more sales.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Now, I know these are drinks, but does anyone ever call Grubhub to get something from you guys?
We are not set up with Grubhub.
Oh, yeah, or anything like that. I'm going to say, because these drinks would kind of melt, but I'm just wondering, because I know my kids' friends, I've heard them order a large Coke from McDonald's and get it through a Grubhub.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
I know. So I'm just wondering if you guys did anything like that. So do you guys do any, like, tastings at places or farmers markets? And I know you're very involved with some philanthropy projects and stuff like that. Why don't you go ahead and take some time and talk about all that and put some plugs if you got some dates or some things going on. Tell us about it.
So going back to your first question as far as...
I don't even remember my first question.
As far as different events and such. So, and doing taste trials. We do taste trials within the store. If you follow us on Facebook or Instagram, Snapchat, even TikTok, we always throw out when we're going to do taste testings, whether it's teas. Sometimes we do shakes, and then just recently we did acai bowls, and so we'll do the taste trials there. As far as events, we just finished up Taste of Crown Point. We did 2 days there at Taste of Crown Point across the street from us.
Mm-hmm.
It went amazing. We met so many new people, and we've had so many new customers.
Does it surprise you that when people said, "I didn't know you were there"? Did you get that when you were at these tastes a little bit?
Once in a while, we get that. Most people, we get that a little bit from people that are local Crown Point residents.
Yeah, which surprises you.
But we get people that come to our store daily that come from Crete, Lowell, mm-hmm. Hammond, Illinois, Chicago. They drive out once a week, 3 times a week, 5 times a week. They come all over to come to Generation. Yes. Yeah.
So what other projects are you working on? Like fundraisers or anything like that?
Yeah. Well, upcoming we'll have, we will be doing our benefit for fundraiser for St. Jude in Crown Point, the Battered Women's Shelter. We do that every year. We actually have our own special menu for that event, Fight Like a Girl and Survivor Tea. And we do benefits with the orphanage, Carmelite Home for Children in East Chicago. So we'll have that event coming up again here pretty soon in a few months. We did a big event for them last year, December. Unfortunately, they had a fire this last year.
Oh.
So we're really going to be pumped up to do a really great, you know, benefit for them this year again. Then we're real involved with helping out the local, schools, the sports teams.
You sponsor?
Oh yeah. And then ongoing benefits. We just had another benefit, whether it's a child, an adult, you know, anyone that comes to us, you know, that's holding a benefit for somebody that's ill or such, we always get involved.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Thanks for joining us on Let's Eat, 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. We're sitting here with the ladies from Generation Nutrition out of Crown Point. Sharon Jackson's on the board. We want you to call in 769-9577 and get a gift card from Generation Nutrition out of Crown Point. And they also have a location in Sherrillville. I've seen on here you have something called Flirtini. That's
a
what
flirtini.
My what's a fl- I mean. I mean, is it something, when you drink it, are you whistling at the guys? I'm just wondering.
We are not.
Okay, so what's a flirtini?
Go ahead. Okay, so that is...
It's your turn, Kat.
It is a shot of our mango aloe, and it has a scoop of our raspberry tea, and then it has collagen, and then it has red raspberry syrup.
That sounds
which
good.
Which is sugar-free.
It's yes. So wait, all your stuff is sugar-free?
Yes.
Tell us, what is it free of?
So, yeah, everything's sugar-free. The syrups and stevias we use are sugar-free, gluten-free, aspartame-free, and
we have puddings for our shakes as well that are sugar-free, gluten-free, and aspartame-free.
Correct.
So, when I see your drinks, do you guys layer them? Do you purposely layer them?
Yeah. We do.
I noticed that thing because they look very festive.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I noticed that. And do you do, I'll ask you this, Kylie, do you guys do seasonal stuff?
Do you
right now we're in summer. So what are you pushing now?
So right now we have a summer menu. So we have like different tropical shakes, or we have like the Summer Lover. That one is on the summer menu. For like fall, we'll have that one. That's more pumpkin,
cranberry,
pear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking pumpkin, cranberries, pear, strawberry, is that fresh fruits or is it, how do you?
So yeah, 50-50, if you will. Okay. So, let's talk about a pumpkin shake, for example.
When will that be coming out, so I know?
That'll be coming out in about a month.
Okay, good.
Yes, we're just waiting for Herbalife to release their spiced pumpkin formula one. Oh,
okay,
yes.
Go ahead, tell us about it.
Otherwise, our menu is all ready to go. Oh, yes. So the pumpkin and such as that is not going to come from fresh pumpkin. That's going to come from Herbalife's pumpkin-flavored protein.
Okay.
And then additionally, we add to those, though. So, you know, herbs can get added, herbs and spices such as cinnamon would go into a pumpkin one. And then if you're talking about a strawberry banana protein shake, yes, strawberries are going in there. A banana is going in there.
Okay.
A fresh, yes, yes, that's where your fresh fruit comes in. People add spinach. People add chia seeds.
You doing the kale? Is kale still a big thing?
Kale was big last time we were in here, we brought some kale drinks. We were doing kale, and then it was almost like a fad.
It was a fad.
It kind of went away, so we do the spinach, though. Yeah.
You were saying it's gluten-free, aspartame-free. What's in it? What's it made of?
So what are you referring to?
Like
a tea?
Like the teas and the shakes.
So, well, the teas, when I say... The stevias are where you're grabbing the flavors, like we're talking about the pear tea, for example. One of our teas right now is pear and lemon. So the pear flavor comes from a stevia made by Herbalife. And there's a Herbalife Lemon Nightwork, so that's where that lemon flavor is coming from, and the lemon tea. And the lemon lift off. Hmm. So on the teas, that comes from the different products, the different Herbalife products. Whereas the shake is going to, the different flavors are going to come from either A, the protein, or B, like a maple bourbon pecan pie shake is going to have real pecans in it. And then it's going to have a maple pecan protein.
So is Herbalife like sending you some suggestions? Do they send you things, some ideas or anything like that?
we just work our own brains on all this.
Do you have anything that you like make sure you put in every drink, like a certain vitamin or something?
Well, we do a certain quantity, the quantity per Herbalife recommends.
Okay.
Into everything as far as the proteins and such, yes.
Is there any fun non-nutritional drinks do you guys serve? I mean,
non-nutritional? No.
Everything's well. How about do you guys do iced coffee? Do you do an iced coffee?
We do. That's an Herbalife iced coffee.
I thought I was going to catch you guys.
There's protein in that as well. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. So you know, you do other things like some food items. So you do what? Oatmeal bowls?
We do oatmeal bowls. Go ahead, Kai or Kat. You can talk about those a little bit.
So the oatmeal bowls, they have the same amount of protein that our shakes do. And then if it's a blueberry lemon, we'll use some of our lemon syrup, which is sugar-free. We'll take our proteins, and then we'll add some fresh blueberries in there, and that's our oatmeal bowl.
Now, are the oatmeal, can you make it into a drink? Can you blend it, or is it just something you spoon?
It's a hot oatmeal.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But we can also make that an oatmeal shake.
I was just wondering if that's good. So I read, and I've been in there, but I didn't realize this before. You have something called a ACIA. Acai. What is acai bowl? I'm Greek. I don't know these terms. I'm sorry.
Okay. So.
And I'm also older.
Acai. our acai is a sorbet that is organic.
So it's a sorbet.
Yeah, it is. It's an organic sorbet. So you're talking.
That's kind of cool.
You're talking a lot of antioxidants. And additionally, we make a crust for it that it sits in a bed of granola, honey, and our Herbalife Belly Buster. Okay, and that all gets mixed together, and it forms a crust at the bottom. Then we have the scoop of the acai sorbet. Additionally, we add blueberries, strawberries, optional banana, and then we top it with sunflower seeds, chia seeds, and toasted coconut.
And what is acai made out of?
It's made out of from the acai berry from the Amazon.
It's from the Amazon. Yes. See, that's how much I know. Yes. I didn't even know about that. That's kind of something cool.
That was something they were advertising a lot years ago. Not too many years ago, but that was like prominent in weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's for?
You know, it is in part. There's a lot of nutrients in the acai berry. So that's really kind of our focus with that one.
What's a berry taste like by itself? Do you know?
It's sweet.
Is it sweet?
It's naturally sweet.
And you don't have any shakes made out of ice cream? Are they any of them made out of ice cream?
No. No.
The protein powder, that's your brand. Yeah.
Correct. And then our shakes can also be made with almond milk too, instead of just water. Some people prefer the almond milk.
Oh, okay.
And then
that's what we drink.
And then we do keto shakes. So keto, you know, you're trying to aim for that high fat, low sugar, low carbs. So we've designed a keto shake utilizing just one of the Herbalife proteins, and additionally then we'll utilize heavy whipping cream,
mm-hmm.
which is
my
a
favorite.
Higher only if you're on the keto diet.
How is keto different? Can you give us a little explanation what that is?
How our keto shake is different?
Like keto, in general, like a keto diet, keto drink.
So keto is your proteins are an important part of your day, okay, always.
Mm-hmm.
But you're really geared towards the low sugar and carbs and the high fat. So people are eating, you know, bacon and avocado and, you know, different proteins, okay, and the higher fat. So you've got to back away from those carbs. You got to back away from the sugars. Your net carbs for the day, which is those two minus your dietary fiber, should be somewhere between 20 and 40 grams. So that's really a low amount for the normal person. So we've designed a shake because keto has become very popular. So we've designed a shake that has the less amount of carbs and sugar, and then we bring that fat content up for them utilizing the heavy whipping cream.
Well, believe it or not, we're only down, we only got about maybe 10 minutes left of the show. So, people, if you want to sneak in a call, 769-9577, 769-9577. We got Jen, Kat, and Kylie from Generation Nutrition out of Crown Point and out of Sherrillville. They have a gift card to give away if you give us a call and give us a question. Kids, do you get, I mean, like, we're not talking like junior high. We're talking maybe 5, 6, 7 years old. Is there a certain suggestion? Should they not get it? Should they drink it?
So,
I mean, kids look at it just like, oh, this is like fruity. This is like a dessert. But
well, sure they would.
Right.
They taste
right,
like that, but it's more than that.
So
I'm just going to have a drink real quick.
Right. So Herbalife does make a product called Kids Healthy Development. We can make their shakes with that. We can also make drinks with that. So we don't use any of the tea products or anything with caffeine in them. So we have designed, designed teas and shakes for the children.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So we were talking about things that can help you with this. What would you put into it for a muscle health? What kind of mix would you throw in? If somebody's like a bodybuilder and they want to really work on their muscles and.
So we would suggest our 24 protein. It's whey protein. And then we would also suggest our Rebuild, which is whey and casein protein as well.
For muscle recovery.
How about memory? Anything from memory? I need that. But any kind
Memory Armor.
Do you drink the memory one?
Actually, the Memory Armor is a capsule.
Okay.
So I can hook you up.
So you actually have capsules and vitamins there?
We do. We have all kind of supplements. Oh. You wouldn't believe.
Oh, hook me up while you're at it.
Yes.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? Tell it. I mean, your store offers the shakes, the teas. Tell us what else you guys offer. I'm probably missing something.
So I didn't realize. So it's capsules too, huh?
Oh, yes. So anything from Prelox Blue and Ultimate Prostate Formula for men's health. And then for women's health, we offer several different products for women during their menstrual cycle. Sleep Now, Relax Now. Those are like melatonin-based for, relaxing at the end of the night, having trouble sleeping. Herbalife Line. Those are omega-3 fatty acids.
How about a guy that's an old guy that wants to get frisky? You got
an
anything
old guy
for
that's going to get frisky.
There you go.
Do you have anything?
Yes, the Shockwave Tea. It's a double lift-off, Nick.
Love it.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
So how many different kind of supplements do you offer, you think? How many different varieties?
On the supplements, I'm going to say probably about 30 to 40.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have things for the bones? Do you have a good one to make your bones nice and sturdy?
Yes, of course.
And what do you have for that?
That's Advanced Cal, and that's for your bones, it's vitamin D and calcium.
So I'll ask you this, Kylie. Do you have items that go in and out? Like you like this right here, we're gonna have it, and now we're gonna phase it out because we're gonna bring something else in. Do you do things like that, or are you pretty much?
So we can always typically make anything that we have. We actually always can. We don't ever tell the customer no. So if they in the wintertime, if they tell us that they want a summer tea, we will absolutely make it for them.
Okay.
Because some people find one tea and they stick with it. So we always have product to make any of the teas, any of the shakes. So I would say no, that it doesn't go in and out.
Okay. Like some restaurants, like summertime, they take away certain things and they bring in certain. So
we
it's pretty much.
We don't take away from the customers.
We kind of.
Give me that back. Yeah, we don't deserve that today.
Yeah, we kind of tried that and we saw that.
It didn't work.
No, people want what they want, and I'm going to always maintain all the ingredients.
Well,
people
want what they want.
Store. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a loyalty program?
Oh, we do, of course.
And how's that work?
So when you purchase a shake meal and or you spend $7 or more, you receive a point.
Okay.
After 12 points, you get a free kicker tea. After 15 points, you get an entire free shake meal, which is your aloe, your tea, and your shake.
Do most of your customers belong to the loyalty program?
99.9% of them.
They love it.
Wow. Okay.
Now, is this something like a card, or you guys just got them in the computer with their names?
Yeah, they just punch it in. Mm-hmm.
Kat, I know you're going to school and everything.
Yes.
So do you give them advice? Do people walk up to the counter and say, man, I just don't you know, my head's spinning, my bones hurt. I mean, you don't say just go to the doctor, but do you give him advice? Do you make special blends for him?
Kat's great at that.
Are you? Yeah. I picked the perfect person to ask. Go ahead, Kat.
It just depends what they're looking for and what they're asking. I always give recommendations to try and see what they're looking for. Like, if someone's, like, trying to, like, curb their appetite, I just suggest a Belly Buster because it helps you stay fuller longer. Or if they're looking for energy, a Lift Off, or if they want, I don't know what else.
Prolessa,
mm-hmm. Yeah. That
hydration.
You could put, yeah.
All of it.
Well, you got all these interesting things. So, Kylie, can you give us the days and hours of the operation of the units?
Yeah. So for Generation, it is Monday through Friday. It is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Saturday and Sunday is 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then for Coastal Zone, same thing during the week. Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday is 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then Sunday at Coastal Zone is 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
So we're getting down to our last few minutes here. So I want to give you guys want something to say. Jennifer, why don't you want, you know, anything I missed, anything you want to bring up, anybody you want to thank? Go ahead. You got the floor.
You know, really, I just I hope that anyone that isn't completely clear with Herbalife products to make an appointment at either of our stores. We sit down with customers all the time, and we spend time with them, and we go through products, answer questions, get them signed up if they're looking to purchase products, get them into a discount program of my own. But Herbalife can really help you meet your needs for weight loss, for maintaining your weight, for, as we talked about earlier, pre-workout, post-workout needs. The shakes are quick. They're convenient. You're not going to skip a meal because when you skip a meal, you tend to grab for the wrong thing because you're going to eat more calories later. A lot of people think skipping a meal just saved me 500 or 600 calories today.
Yeah, then you get ravenous.
And then you kind of double up later, really, is what you do. So, you know, the shakes come in so many different flavors. There's something for everyone. The teas are a great source of energy and other benefits. And I'd love to see, you know, some people that are listening today
hop on in. It's not a place you're just going to get a shake.
Is it something that you buy one at a time or that's like a monthly club or something? Is there anything like that?
No, I mean, a lot of people... Yes, come in daily. They want us to mix for them, but we have a lot of customers that make their own. I will sell and set somebody up. They find a tea and they say, I love this, but I don't have time to come through every day. And we will get them set up with the product so they can make them at home, at work, you name it.
Kat, you got 30 seconds. What do you like to say?
Okay. I just want to say I'm so grateful for working with Herbalife because of the knowledge that I've learned and also the customers that I've built a relationship with. When I see them every day, we have conversation, and it's just great to talk to the community.
Kylie?
Same thing like Kat said. The customers really make Generation.
Absolutely.
And at Coastal Zone, too. We love our customers. Yes. So we'd love to see some new faces.
That's the wrap of the show. Very nice job, ladies. Thank you for coming in. And today we had Jennifer, and we had Kat, and we had Kylie. They're from Generation Nutrition out of Crown Point. I want to thank them for coming in, spending some time with us, and sharing all these delicious drinks and giving us some knowledge. It's a place that you can go to. It's very cool looking inside. I've been there. But it's just not you're going to go in and get a shake. What you're going to do is go in and get some advice and some help to help you out for your day. So as I got a quote here from one of your fans, it says, Generation Nutrition is a good place for a bad day. And I think that sums it all up. So I want everyone out there to have a great weekend, a safe weekend. It's going to be hot. I want you to enjoy it. If you got a pool, jump into it. If you don't have the pool, find a sprinkler to run through.
Find a friend.
And find a friend. So everyone out there, thanks for joining us on Let's Eat. And Yasu!